Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or Jin Twin, and this is for February day 12, all about food. I listened to Top Gold's Boo earlier when he was talking about spinach, and you know Benny, when I was little I didn't like spinach very much at all, and it reminded me, especially as the German way seemed to be spinach and then have a fried egg on top, which was something else I didn't like. I don't mind it now, but I really, really disliked spinach and fried egg as a child, so you can imagine that was not a good dinner for me. But now there's a fail-safe way of me getting spinach or kale or cabbage or chard or, you know, any of those green leaf things into my kids. And it's called Popeye pasta. The recipe originally came out of one of those baby food books, but my kids absolutely love this. It's their favourite food even. And it's basically what you do is you steam the spinach while you're cooking your pasta, so you can do that right on top of the pasta. So it's really good. Very energy efficient, and then okay, now maybe not so much. You chop the spinach up in a food processor together with some cheese, so you can use various cheeses. I use whatever I've got: Gruyere, cheddar, a bit of cream cheese, a bit of milk in there to make it a little bit more liquid, and then out comes a green sauce or slime, as my kids like to call it, which you then mix into your drained pasta, and there you have it. That's it. It's really simple as well. It's great. And now I've improved that recipe a little bit. So I like to fry some bacon or put some sausages in, you know, a little bit something else. I mean, the great thing about the cheese is it doesn't just take the taste of the spinach away, but it also makes it a little bit more filling. But yeah, having a bit of meat on there is just gives it that extra flavour, you know? Yeah. So yeah, my kids love this one. I can recommend it. One way of eating spinach. There were also some other questions about food. Yeah, I don't really like my food too spicy. I'd say I go up to kind of medium. More than that, and I can't really taste it, so I don't really see the point. What was the other one? I watch what I eat, but I also eat what I want. Does that sound like an oxymoron? But I just try and eat everything, but in moderation. I did a lot of sort of diets and food fads, whatever, when I was younger, and it just never worked. But the only way, I just love food, and it's also kind of a comfort thing for me. So the only way I can try and control my weight is if I eat fairly little of everything, but don't deprive myself of anything. My mum used to call this the FDH diet, as in frisst die Hälfte, eat half of it, basically. Whatever it is you eat. Eat everything, but eat half of it. What else? Is there anything else that I can answer? Oh, sampling other people's food. Yeah, I don't know. I don't actually like doing this. I've noticed, sort of especially in restaurants, people tend to offer, you know, would you like to try this? And I tend to only do it because I don't want to offend them. But I don't know. I just find it wrong to eat food from other people's plates, because I kind of have the feeling that's really mean. I'm depriving them of their food. That is their food. So why should I be eating it? I don't know. So Same as tasting drinks out of other people's glasses. Same reason. I just don't like it. I tend to do it because if they offer, I don't want to be rude, but I don't actually want to. Right, I think that's the only ones that I can answer really. So I'll leave it here and say thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.